And then we'll break right close to 12 and resume at 1 to handle the rest of the wildlife agenda. So, Mr. McDonald, thank you. Well, we can continue without Mike.
Right. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, and Ken McDonald, I'm the Wildlife Division Administrator. For the wildlife agenda today, we're going to start with the habitat projects and then follow up with the management-related projects. So for the next several items, I'll be covering these habitat projects. Our first one up is the Kootenai Forest Land Conservation Easement. This is an easement of 22,295 acres of forest land owned by Stimson Lumber Company in Lincoln County in Region 1. And today we're seeking final approval to finalize this easement proposal. With this, this is a, like I said, an easement with Stimson Lumber Company. With the easement, the land, those over 22,000 acres, would continue to be managed as a working forest, but subdivision and other development would be precluded. This project's a collaborative effort with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the Trust for Public Land, the U.S. Forest Service through its Forest Legacy Program, and of course Stimson Lumber. The property itself is really an important piece up there in Region 1. It has high wildlife value for game and non-game, and several threatened and endangered species, including bears, grizzly bears, lynx, and bull trout. It shares 133 miles of border with the Kootenai National Forest. And in addition to the wildlife values, would secure permanent free public access for hunting, fishing, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, and other outdoor recreation. The project has gone through a public review process and an appraisal. The appraised value came out to $8.3 million. Out of that, Fish, Life, and Parks would be kicking in $6 million through a Forest Legacy grant that we've received. The remainder of the cost would come through primarily donated value from Stimson to the tune of about $2 million. And anything beyond that is coming through Trust for Public Land. Additionally, Trust for Public Land has done most of the work with negotiating and putting this agreement together. So in addition to their financial contribution, they've provided a lot of just technical assistance. With that, FWP would hold the easement and ensure the easement terms are met. And again, it would continue to function as a working forest. The project went out for public review and comment. We received a total of 12 public comments. 7 were in support, 4 raised some issues, and then there's one that was just a question. Issues included concern about the price and the value, and also the source of funding. There were some concerns raised that the easement would preclude subdivision, which will ultimately have an impact on Lincoln County tax base. And then there was also a comment asking if motorized use be included in the easement. So to address some of that stuff, for us, the funding, the bulk of the funding is Forest Legacy, which uses funding generated from offshore oil and gas leases. It's administered through the Forest Service, through a nationally competitive program. This was one of the highest ranking projects in the country when it was submitted, and so it's a really good fit for that program and for our program. Forest Legacy is matched by a non-federal, again, a donated value and funds received through TPL. So for this specific project, we're not using any Habitat Montana money or other taxpayer money. As far as impacts to the tax base, it is true the subdivision will be precluded, but the lands will continue to be managed as working forest by Stimson and the economic benefits that come with that working forest. As part of the easement, the landowner retains the right to manage access in the terms of roads and which roads are open and not, that are the privately owned roads, Their intention right now is that open roads will roads that are currently open will continue to be open to motorized use, and roads that are closed will continue to be closed. And then again, all public access is permanently secured. So with that, we're recommending that the commission approve approve this landscape scale conservation easement. We did have one individual that filed what he called an appeal against the project, and there was no formal appeal process, but we did advise him that he could speak to the commission, and so I would ask that if nothing else, you provide opportunity for public comment in case that individual is here and wants to comment.
Thank you, Mr. McDonald. Do we have a comment, questions from the commission, or a motion?
I move the commission, Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve FWP's purchase of the Kootenai Forest Lands Conservation Easement.
Second.
Is there any comment from the public? Anybody here that wants to comment on this proposal?
Yes, Region 1 has a comment.
Hello, this is Dick Dolan. I'm the Trust for Public Land Northern Rockies Director, and as Mr. McDonald indicated, we are involved with this project. I don't have a comment per se, but if there are questions that I can answer, I'm happy to try to do so. I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you very much, and I'm sorry that I missed. I don't see anybody else in the region, so do we have somebody in Region 1?
Shaking head no.
No. Okay. I didn't hear him. All right, go ahead. We can take comment here.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, Jim Bashwell of Flathead Wildlife in Kalispell. Flathead Wildlife strongly endorses this. Stimson's been a great neighbor. Due to the scattered nature of the parcels, subdivision it's high-quality habitat. Subdivision of these scattered parcels would have an impact way beyond just the immediate land. So we strongly endorse it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment here in Missoula?
Commissioners, I'm Nick Chibok. I'm the Conservation Director for the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I certainly would echo our affiliate Flathead Wildlife's comments. Stimson has been an excellent conservation partner. I think if you look at all the conflicts that we're preventing with species like grizzly bears and things by not having development in these areas, obviously we like that free public access. And, you know, we need to note that Stimson is making a significant donation of this value. And lastly, I have to say the comments about the loss of revenue from subdividing land like this, I think there are numerous studies that show providing services when you get scattered housing development in areas like this usually cost far more than what they're putting in county coffers. So, but from a conservation perspective and a hunting opportunity perspective, this is an excellent project. This is a big chunk of land, 22,000 acres. So we stand in strong support. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, for the record, Clayton Elliott, Montana Trout Unlimited, just wanted to stand up and speak on behalf of the bull trout in this situation. And certainly this conservation easement is a great opportunity to protect intact ecosystem that will benefit that river system and hopefully benefit bull trout as well as West Slope cutthroats. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Any further comment here in Missoula on the Kootenai conservation easement? Jim, well done on the decision notice. You know, clearly a lot of work went into gathering comment and addressing specific concerns. And I just appreciate how the decision notice hit each of those items and explained it. And it also appeared that the outreach to let the public know to weigh in, was very strong. And it's kind of a theme that's rolling through all of these, both the finals and the proposed that we're voting on here today. So,
could I add?
Yeah.
With it being 22,000 acres, I guess I was kind of surprised that there was only 12 people who commented. I mean, maybe that's work that's being done to educate people where they're at, but I don't know. It just seems kind of a theme that we like to get public comment, but it just seems like 12 isn't that many for a project like this.
Yeah, I had the same kind of thinking. I think a lot of it is that, you know, unless people are really upset about something, you don't hear from them. So I make an assumption here that there's a silent majority that it supports. It did go through the region, you know, advertises it. It went through a MEPA process, public hearings, things like that. And it still is, relatively quiet, which I think indicates that people aren't upset with it.
Yeah, I think we're live. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Well, Chairman Colton, Deputy Director Valesky, members of the commission, everyone's correct. Staff spent a ton of time working in the community. We tend to find a lot of support up here for these corporate timberland conservation projects. It's pretty important to not only fish and wildlife, but the culture of the communities as well. So I think we have a lot of support for these. That would be my guess, and I would concur with your observations. So thank you for the note.
Thank you, and thank you for pointing that out, Logan, that, you know, 12 comments doesn't seem like a lot, but when you have that much of a consensus, it kind of makes sense. Any further comment?
We were in receipt of one comment letter. I'm not sure I understood what the point of the comment letter was, but it's definitely raised a question in my mind about forest management. It says it'll be managed under sustainable forest practice. Can you give me a brief kind of a synopsis of what that looks like up there on this project?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Byworth, my understanding is what that means is it's going to be managed like it's traditionally been managed as corporate timberland, you know, with trying to have a sustained yield, the long-term management to ensure there's a continual supply of trees for the mills, and then they do follow, they say in here, we'll follow best management practices like for streamside, stream zone areas and things like that. So it's just maintaining it as a working forest to generate revenue from forest products.
Any further comment from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I might just say, you know, that part of the state of Montana was highly dependent on timber, you know, functions and mill functions for a long period of time. And I think a lot of people up there are really anxious to see, you know, property protected in a way that it deals with our wildlife and fisheries and water habitat stuff for all kinds of species, and also addresses, you know, the long-term economic benefits of that part of the world. And let's face it, you know, we all have to change, and they're making their changes, but this helps them retain some of what they had, and I think they appreciate that always.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. Any further comment? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Stimson.